If you're a fan of sending emojis in your text messages, this is going to be exciting news because they said they're creating audio emojis. And here's the ones that they have so far, according to the guy on the internet that spilled the beans.
A clapping audio emoji. A laughing emoji. They're even going to have an audio version of the poop emoji.
Gross.
That seems like wasted time for programmers. Come on. How many are they going to have? Are they going to roll out like all of them? Are they going to roll out like 10? I don't know.
So they haven't made the announcement yet. Producer John, producer Sean Raven. And the reason why this is so interesting is that this is supposedly leaked information. So there's no announcement. There's no like, this is definitely coming. This is just somebody somewhere was like, I heard they're working on this and there's like leaked audio of it and it sounds really muffled, but it seems legit and kind of makes a lot of sense. It would be something that they're working on.
Is this the kind of thing that people get excited about? Is this a leak? Like, is this the script of the latest Tarantino movie? Is this a, like, I don't know, like, do we care?
Yeah, you know, so a lot of people use the emojis and a lot of people use the, what is it, the hashtag images or whatever, and that comes up and that already gives you video elements, right, with some sound on that, so... I don't know. Is it really that big of an evolution?
I think so. Because every time my favorite word to say is giddy up, right? Giddy up, giddy up, let's go, giddy up. I text that a lot. And then every time I want to do that, instead of sending just giddy up, I can do... Yeah! Oh, gosh. Imagine if I could just send that to you all the time. Every time where you have to do something, instead of me being like, giddy up, let's go, you just get...
Yeah, no, that's great. That'd really make it all better.
So much better.
So much better.
So much better.
To hear that sound.
Wow.
I would just assume Anna wants to like to go to a dude ranch and ride horses.
I mean, it's up for interpretation.
This is Anna's walking around like telling people, hey, John, I need you to send that email.
Yeah. Works out well, right?
Actually, yeah.
2 hours later, you're just like, all right, play it again one more time, and I'm going to freak out. You know what I mean? If you hear that coming from your phone in the other room, you're like, that's it. Going on vibrate the rest of my existence, although mine wouldn't be that different. Mine is always about going fast, too. Like, I'm on my way or I'm en route. So I'd go with the Roadrunner sound effect. It means I'm on my way.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's kind of like yeehaw. Imagine a Roadrunner riding a horse.
That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm into that. Like, oh, I'm coming or I'm in traffic. Beep, beep.
Yeah. I found that one from one of my friends had that like hooked up to his text alarm or his phone call alarm, but only from a certain individual. It meant that he had to pay attention. And I was super jelly as soon as I heard it. Yeah. Beep, beep. Of course, that was a Samsung, not an iPhone.
My friends and I, it's so weird, but we constantly use the vomit emoji. So that was one I want the sound for.
Oh, no. That's...
Oh, the falling on the floor is the worst part.
God. Why would you do that?
My group of...
Don't do it again. It's gross.
It's disgusting. Nobody wants that, Sean.
Well, me and my group of friends do because we use it so often. And I'm pretty sure it's like our first favorite emoji.
You and your friends are children. Do you
it's
know
disgusting.
That?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Hey, we have fun.
I use the rock on emoji all the time, and I feel like that needs an appropriate sound effect. Yeah.
Might be my favorite one yet.
That is a good one. It's like, all right, let's rock on. Let's go.
Until you send it to the wrong person at the wrong time, like, oh, like someone passed away, and
why would you do that?
You never sent the wrong emoji to someone?
Your grandfather's dead.
Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Yeah, okay. Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
You ever feel like not doing anything? Go ahead. Sing it, Bruno Mars.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
Me neither.
I just wanna lay in my bed.
Oh, doesn't that sound good? And there's always an element of guilt that comes with that. It's like you want to be lazy, but you feel like you got a lot to do, right?
I mean, you know you have a lot of things to do. You can push it off for a while, but I mean, sooner or later, you have to do your things.
All right. So taking lazy time and lazy days, according to new research, may actually be good for you.
Oh, that's great. I am going to tell everybody around me because I am tired of getting grief for it.
Here's the internet doctor lady talking about it.
High periods of productivity must be flanked with periods of rest. We find that being overproductive all the time, the cortisol levels are high, it causes anxiety, headaches, immune systems gets lower. The natural killer cells in our body, which are meant to fight infection, don't work as effectively, so we're going to get more colds.
I mean, it's common sense. You need rest, you always say, right? But what happens if you actually give yourself that lazy time?
The benefits are higher productivity, believe it or not, higher ability to problem solve, better executive functioning, better emotional wow. regulation, connecting with people better, and you get more done.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into all of that, right?
I mean, I think the key here, though, is like, what is one person's definition of lazy? How long does it go on yeah. versus somebody else's, right? What is that line where it's productive mm-hmm. or it's, you know, destructive, I guess?
Well, if you're anything like me, I feel guilty. I feel like I have so many things to do. Mm-hmm. I have so many places to go to. I have so many errands to run yeah. that if I say, no, I'm just going to sit on this couch for 3 hours and do nothing and zone out, mm-hmm. like I feel guilty. But there's something you're supposed to do before you start taking your lazy time.
Okay.
It's called a worry diary.
So worry time is scheduling 10 minutes. I know it sounds counterintuitive. Like, why would I schedule time to worry? I'm trying to get away from my worry. But when you can park your thoughts in a specific place, it actually helps you to process it. But it actually helps you move on and then be able to be lazy and to really relax.
So if you write all your worries down
yeah.
and you think, like, well, what's going to happen if I take the next 2 hours to sit here and or to go take a nap or whatever? It's supposed to help you actually relax because you look at your worries and you're like, well, that's not so bad. What's the worst thing that could happen? These things, and you can survive it.
So you schedule your lazy time, the first 10 minutes of which is going to be your worry journal time.
Yes.
And then after that, you just let it all go.
Yeah, exactly. What's okay. your worry? Okay, if you're writing your worry journal right now, Raven, what's in your worry journal?
I mean, I woke up worried. So this is actually a really easy exercise for me. So my friend Kim and Tiff's dog has been going through a bunch of different surgeries and stuff, and it's added up to an astronomical amount of money, and they have a fundraiser tomorrow, which is also the same time during our family dinner. But we have to figure out a way to do both, and I have to figure out a way to give them a sizable amount of money that will, you know, have some impact, because they're the type of people that would do anything for somebody else, you know.
Okay,
and so. And if I needed their help, of course I would want it. So here's the problem: I'm broke, so now I'm worried, right?
Okay. All right.
Also, I'm worried about opening my pool. There's frogs all over it right now, all over the cover, making a lot of noise. And there's algae in the skimmer, and I got a crack in one of the pipes. I'm worried about opening the pool.
So maybe you don't open the pool, and if it happens, great. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And you'll figure out a way to give them the money, and you'll make more money like you always do.
It was 85 degrees yesterday. I'm worried, Anna.
Okay.
I'm worried.
Well, I think everything is going to be okay. And now if you take a big, deep breath, and you yeah. take your lazy time, restore yourself, and you'll be able to conquer all those things. I don't know if I like the worry journal. It just makes me more stressed out, I think, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. Go ahead. Vent. Get it off your chest. Here we go. Chris, that's all I need to know about you.
If you text your mom Happy Mother's Day instead of calling her, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm. You can't just text your mom on Mother's Day. You have to, like, plan to see her. And if you live far away, you have to call her and FaceTime her.
That'd be terrible.
Right. Paul, that's all I need to know about you.
If you crack your knuckles like some kind of obsessed lunatic, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh my gosh,
it gives me chills.
Why did we both do that? Do you do that too? Then immediately when somebody talks about cracking their knuckles, I have to crack all my knuckles?
Mine don't crack. I've only got a couple that do. Mm. But producer Sean likes to do that.
Yeah, that's a tick for him.
Yeah.
Do you know what Hayden, my 15-year-old, does? She can crack her back.
Yeah.
But she does it like on command. Like she does this twist thing and it sounds like... I can't even begin to tell you. It's like...
Yeah.
Like that.
I don't know if it sounds exactly like that.
Very similar.
But I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Steve, that's all I need to know about you.
If you like hockey, that is all I need to know about you. It's literally the dumbest game to watch.
Whoa, that was bold and mean and out of the gate.
I'm not going to be part of that.
Well, God, hockey fans are so loyal.
They're passionate.
Yes.
It's a great sport. I mean... Plenty of people love it. It's not the one that I prefer to watch on television, although going to a live game is a very different experience.
Absolutely. But if I try to watch it, like I don't know what's happening.
Well, it's just like any other sport. If you know the sport, mm-hmm. you kind of know where the puck, the ball, wherever it's going, right? You mm-hmm. can see and follow the action, so it's different. But they put in those things with the lights on the puck and all that, so it makes it easier now, but... I know that there's plenty of people that do not like hockey.
Yeah.
And sometimes it has to do because the person that's next to you is talking hockey in your ear all the time. Because the people that love hockey, they love it.
Shelby, that's all I need to know about you.
If you never go to the dentist, that's all I need to know about you.
Some people think going to the dentist is optional. It's not.
No.
You have to go to the dentist.
And you know what? And people have all sorts of different reasons why they don't. Sometimes people are afraid. Yes. Sometimes people can't afford it or don't think they can or whatever. But you have to make an effort because it really does make a difference for your overall health.
Yeah. I mean, imagine.
It can kill you.
Right. What's going to happen? It's true. Yeah. I didn't even realize that. My dentist was just telling me, Dr. D, that I have a little hole. And he's like, we just have to keep an eye on it. He's like, because that's how infections start. Like, you right, don't, like, things like that you don't even know. You're right. Like, my teeth are fine. Things that you don't know.
Yeah. That can give you like a cardiac event, a bunch of different things. Like
right.
It's dangerous. Sepsis.
Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. What was the number one thing your mom always used to tell you, Raven, that you couldn't have growing up?
Oh, gosh. I always wanted candy, and I always wanted toys. And I mean, I always wanted something. Wherever we were going, whatever we were doing, I always wanted something.
I always said growing up, because my mom said no to everything, that I wasn't going to be that mom. I wasn't going to say no. I say no to everything. I'm like,
I mean,
so
you have
mean.
To.
You have to. It's like everything they want. Oh, I want a horse today. It's, you know what? It's not even my older daughter.
Yeah.
My older daughter was never like that. My little one, my five-year-old, she can't walk into a store without having a breakdown about having to buy everything that she doesn't need, even if it's a grocery store to find something.
I mean, when you're little, right, you feel like there's something special for you. There's something that lights up your eyes in every place that you go, and you want it. And why can't I have it?
We asked a bunch of kids. We said, we did a casting call on our social media to answer some questions, and we said, what does your mom always say no to?
What do I always say no to?
You say no to... Like, when I ask to go to my favorite store, you say no.
Yeah, no kidding, because you always want everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm automatically fearful for her. Like, what is his favorite store?
Right.
Is it a Cadillac dealership? Like, we have no way of knowing, right?
What does your mom always say no to, Emma?
A phone.
And you, Molly?
iPads on school days.
Yeah, that mom is legit. She's got it on lockdown. I could probably take a lesson or two from her.
I think a lot of us could.
Yeah.
What does your mom always say no to?
Oh, so when I want to go, like stay home by myself or go on a walk with my dog, Jasmine, she's like, no, you have to go with me or somebody else, so I get mad.
Right, because you can't go by yourself yet. This is an argument I have with my five-year-old, too. Why is she going to take the dog for a walk by herself? You're five.
I mean, you want to do some bonding with your dog by yourself. That's part of being, you know, best friends with your dog. But for all we know, that dog is 180 pounds. We don't know.
Absolutely.
We don't know.
What does your mom always say no to?
Driving.
Driving?
Yeah.
You're like...
Dude, you sound six.
You're 6 years old.
Yeah. What does your mom always say no to?
Horseplay.
Horseplay. That's a big one.
Don't wrestle with horses.
Oh, my gosh. To all my friends... I have girls, so this isn't an issue as much.
Yeah.
But all my friends that have the boys... The constant beating each other up. I don't know how you survive it. I don't know how you survive it.
Yeah.
What does your mom always say no to?
Disney World.
Disney's expensive, man. Mm-hmm. You can't go all the time. I mean, some people don't get to go, right?
And
it takes a long time.
I get asked to go to Disney, I would say, 3 times a week.
What does your mom always say no to?
To never grow up.
Aww.
I mean, that kid's planning ahead.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want wrinkles. I don't want to deal with all this nonsense that you guys do. Taxes? What's that? Forget it. I want to stay this age.
What does your mom always say no to?
Getting a pup.
A lot of people want puppies. Right now, Dakota, because Dakota, my little one, we have a dog, but she has severe allergies, and we're not supposed to have pets. So I always tell her, we can't, you can't get another dog. You can't, we always have this. So now it's fish. She desperately wants fish because I said, you can get a fish one day. So every day, when are we going to get my fish?
Yeah, pets are a big one, and it's big responsibility. And you know your kids well, right? If you feel like they're not going to do it, a lot of parents don't have the time to take it on. And they can be expensive.
What does your mom always say no to?
Messes.
Messes. Yeah, we don't want messes.
Yeah, do
what
something.
What does your mom always say no to?
When I ask them for a pet. Really sad.
Everybody wants a pet. Get a get a fish. Is a fish worse? Am I thinking that a fish is the easy one and then I'm going to get it? And maybe like, why'd I get this fish?
It's been a long time since I had to deal with fish. I'm not sure. This is exciting. This is kind of like Christmas or something. Like, I'm pumped up about this.
Guys, this is ridiculous. Why is it so big?
Because there's a lot of big items in there.
Yeah, there's great stuff in there.
All right.
I mean, you're definitely going to be surprised by the stuff that's in there. It's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... I've never done an unboxing before. Mm. If you're not familiar with what that is, it's when people on social media and on YouTube, they get boxes of things and then they open them. So it's a surprise for everybody watching together. Now, I never really understood the appeal of the unboxing kind of trend.
I mean, but it is such a thing. There's people that are millionaires just because this is what they do. So whether it be toys or or equipment or whatever, because there's grown-up versions of this too. It's kind of mind-blowing.
So I get a text message, and it's like, oh, we want you to do an unboxing. And I was like, me?
Yeah, you,
like,
what do you mean?
You want me? And I'm like, well, I open Amazon boxes every day at my house. I'm like, how hard can it be, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, yeah, totally. So I want to thank the Stryker sisters. They sent me a beauty box, but I have to like film myself opening it later. And like talking about all the items inside. And like, it's beautiful things. Like, they're known for sending beautiful things.
So you already opened it?
No, I didn't. I'm going to film myself today doing it.
Because you got to be surprised.
I have to be surprised. Like, you have to, like, you have to do it like in the moment.
Yeah.
So going to become obsessed with this now.
Oh, yeah. If you want me to unbox things.
Yeah, you want to send me stuff. Right. I'll open it up all the time. No question.
So to practice, Raven and producer Sean made a box. And so I'm going to open it right now. I got these scissors. But the box is the entire side of the studio. Why is this box so big?
I don't know. You don't have to explain to us that you have scissors, though. You just, you know, do it. And then you have to, your face has to look amazed. So here's the thing is Anna has no idea what these items are, what they're going to be. So she could practice being amazed and surprised.
This is like Christmas for me.
All right, hold on.
Right.
What?
Right. It's not alive. That's the good news.
All right, let's start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an empty bottle of Hennessy.
There's lights in it, though.
Yeah.
There's lights in it.
It's very crafty.
Look at this beautiful empty bottle of Hennessy that has lights in it, but it doesn't work. The battery is dead.
The battery's not included, technically.
Guess whose house that's from.
Okay, lovely. All right, next, let's see. Oh, look at this.
Oh, you're going to love this. And not going to have any idea what it is.
Special edition.
Yep.
BB-88?
Yeah, so
I don't even know what Star Wars character. The head fell off.
Oh my gosh, no, the head is supposed to come off.
Okay.
First thing she does is grab it and pull it out. The head actually floats above that. You charge it, and then you use it as a remote control on your phone, and it can run around on the floor.
Wow.
She doesn't like Star Wars. She's like, wow.
I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Would have been so much better if it was a beauty kit, she's thinking.
I was like, man. Right. I can't wait to open it with, like, the lotion.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's see. What is it? Now I have this. It's this thing that's zippered up.
Yep.
It says BASAF on top.
Yes. It is a portable battery jumper.
I'm supposed to say what it is, not you.
Oh, sorry.
I'm unboxing it.
I'm sorry. You're right. Go ahead.
They only want to see
Forget
me
I said anything.
Open boxes.
That's right. They didn't invite me to the unboxing. Right.
Are these jumper cables? I love jumper cables.
Wow, look at your face. You're doing a good job.
Yes.
You are doing a good job.
I'm buying this.
Okay. And last but not least, this is one of those.
You should plug it in. Plug it in right now.
You should plug it in.
This is a thing where you plug it in and it dances and the air fills
up. Help her plug it in right now.
What is this called?
Right now, Sean.
Wacky inflatable.
The wacky inflatable.
Arm guy.
I think the unboxing I'm going to do later is different.
It works.
Oh, okay. All right. Hopefully my unboxing later will go a little better, and there's not going to be a wacky guy in there. And
I mean, better than that guy?
I don't.
Look at that guy. It's a suburban mom starter kit. Lululemon crossbody. Stanley water bottle. It's a suburban mom starter kit.
Lifestyle sneaker. It's a suburban mom starter kit. All right, Michelle, are you ready to think like a stranger today to win the Suburban Mom Starter Kit that includes a Stanley Cup, a belt bag from Lululemon, and New Balance sneakers?
I'm going to try.
All right. Let's meet today's stranger.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sandor.
What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a dentist.
And what do you do for fun?
I'm a musician, too. It's fun.
What's your favorite song to play?
Ooh, Everything by Michael Bublé.
All right.
Interesting choice for a musician there.
Right.
Who also happens to be a dentist.
Yes. Dentist/artist/loves Michael Bublé.
What if every time you went into your dentist's office, they were playing the guitar or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, let's just focus on my teeth here. All right. Let's get this thing going. All right there, Michelle. This shouldn't be too hard. Just think like a dentist. When's the last time you had your teeth cleaned?
Like 4 months ago.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
All right. So remember, these questions, there's no right or wrong answers. You have to think, how did he answer it? You ready to go through them?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How do you eat a banana?
I peel it all the way and then eat it.
Number two, if your dog was eating that banana, what would it sound like?
Mush, mush. I don't know.
Not great. Not great. Okay.
Number three.
No, that wasn't great.
What's a common mom name?
Jennifer.
Number four, what color makes you mad?
Yellow.
And number five, do you believe that trees will eventually morph into boats?
What?
No.
Only if we cut them down. Right. Okay.
All right.
Right.
Let's see how you did.
Let's see how Sandor, the dentist / loves Michael Bublé and is an artist, did.
How do you eat a banana?
Well, I know monkeys eat it from the bottom, but I eat it from the top, even if I have to use a knife to open it.
What? What weirdo uses a knife to eat a banana?
I mean, if you've got to get in there, you've got to get in there. But, I mean, if you peel the whole thing, I would say you're going to eat it from the top anyway. So I would say that that's a correct answer.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll give it to her. Number two.
If your dog was eating that banana, what would it sound like?
That was, she said chewing. No. That's not a match.
Mush, mush.
Yeah, she said mush, nonsense. Mush. And nope. This guy said, like, whatever this is.
He made the noise.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Michelle, you still need one more to be able to win this. Three more chances to go. Here we go.
Okay.
What's a common mom name?
Janet.
Oh, so close. Oh, gosh.
It's funny. I thought Jan.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's my mom's name, too.
Oh. Man.
What color makes you mad?
Red.
Why did he grunt like that after? He was like...
Mad right now. Yeah. Just thinking about it.
He's just like, what? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It all comes down to this last one. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Do you believe that trees will eventually morph into boats?
Only if humans stay involved.
I mean, right. So they can't do it on their own, right? I mean, humans have to cut them down. It has to be. Yes. Yes.
All right. I guess, well, you know, I wish we could give it to her because why not?
And I mean, trees don't morph into boats. I mean, that's a fact.
Right.
Right. No.
Congrats.
Think you won.
You just won a Suburban Mom Starter Kit. Happy Mother's Day from the Anna and Raven Show.
Congrats, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold down the line. We'll get all your info and you'll have another chance to play coming up tomorrow.
Nurses are saints. They really are. It's National Nurses Week, and they're especially important to me because I have the world's most embarrassing problem, and every time I have to encounter a nurse, I immediately have to disclose the issue.
What is this problem?
I have shy bladder syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not going to say anything, okay?
So,
I mean, at least it's not life and death.
No,
all right?
It's not.
Okay.
And I wonder, like, sometimes is it a thing in my head, but I physically can't do it. Like, you know, like when you go to the doctor and they ask you for a sample, you just have to go pee in the cup, right?
Sure.
I can't do it. I cannot do it on command. I cannot go to the bathroom on command. I get shy. I get nervous. Uh-huh. I don't know what the problem is, but it's not just like, a silly problem.
Yeah.
It has medically impacted me many times in the past.
Sure.
When I had my first daughter, Hayden, I had a C-section. So what a lot of women don't know is that after you have a C-section, you have 24 hours to go to the bathroom on your own.
Yeah, they got to get a jump started again, basically.
Yeah, and if you can't go to the bathroom on your own after 24 hours, they re-catheter you. They re-catheter you.
Yes, which is an unpleasant experience.
No, and I had to be re-cathetered my first time because I couldn't go to the bathroom. And the nurses were so great. They tried to help me so much. They would come in with a peppermint under my nose. They would bring me the water. They would massage my back. They tried everything. And I almost broke the hospital record for the amount of water that came out of me when they recaptured me.
Yeah.
And the second time I had Dakota, my little one, I warned them right off the bat. I'm like, ladies, we got an issue.
Right.
I go, here's the problem. I don't know what my and you want to know what? They never make fun of me.
Yeah.
They never say it's an issue. They work with me. They do everything in their power to help me.
Mm.
And Raven, this was an issue, and I didn't even tell you this because I was so embarrassed about it.
Okay.
But when I had my I had to have a colonoscopy endoscopy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They do them both at the same time, if you didn't know.
I mean, I did not know that. I thought that was an overload for the body, but Anna had it.
But for 6 hours before you go for your colonoscopy or endoscopy, you can't drink anything.
Right.
Now, I get there, and I'm unaware of this thing. And at this point, there's nothing left in me because I already had, like, the prep for the colonoscopy.
Sure.
They have to test you to make sure you're not pregnant, or they will not do the colonoscopy.
They have to test you.
Okay.
Now, I explained this to the nurse. I go, well, I have shy bladder syndrome. I can't go to the bathroom on command. And she's like, Anna, they will not do the procedure. Now, this is after 24 hours of the prep.
Misery.
Where I was so sick.
Terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
And they did. They put an IV in me. They walked me to the bathroom.
Sure.
Like, they were so good. And I just like these nurses do this day in and day out and deal with crazy people like me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen.
Good news. I went. Four drops.
Congratulations.
Four drops is all I needed. That was it.
You know what? I mean, nurses, doctors, first responders, they really are the first people to save you when you've done something stupid or you're in the middle of something absolutely terrible. And I am somebody who has spent a fair amount of time in hospitals, more than most people will ever have to in their lives, without somebody that has to give birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been traumatic experiences, each and every one of them. But I have to say that the nurses always got me through. I mean, there's nothing like being in a hospital for a month, right? That
right.
entails sponge baths and bedpans and a million other little things that would be totally embarrassing. Catheters are very unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through all those things. And nurses give you the strength to keep going. They make you feel like there's somebody there that cares, because they do. You know, so when your mom can't be there, when your dad can't be there, and it's 3 a.m. and you hit the little button, here comes your favorite nurse to bail you out and get you the things that you need. And, you know, the stuff that you don't even think they can help with, they've got a solution for it. So thank you.
So thank you to all our nurses. Moms can yell, that's for sure. Joining us, it's my daughters, 5-year-old Dakota and my 15-year-old Hayden. Dakota, can I ask you a quick question?
What?
What does mommy sound like when she's mad?
Angry.
Angry? Like, what does it sound like when I yell? Oh.
That's actually not far off.
It's very
You
aggressive.
Sound the same at work.
No, I do not.
Not that different.
Hayden, what do you think I sound like? More realistic.
You sound kind of like a Godzilla.
Mm.
There you go. Okay.
Is it because my voice is booming and commanding in a respectful way? Is that just Dakota screaming in the back? What's happening?
I mean, you got to control that child.
No.
What's happening here? People in your neighborhood are going to be scared. It's early.
There's no controlling that child.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Oh, my gosh. Bye. What's happening?
No.
She's running around out
She's
there.
She's screaming like me. Yeah. Taught her well.
Bye, Hayden.
Bye.
All right, so we also did a casting call, and we asked kids to, well, tell us what their mom sounded like when they were angry.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
She sounds loud and annoyed.
Annoying? What?
Did he say annoying or annoyed? If I was him, I would just plead that I said, oh, she sounds annoyed.
Right, yes.
With the rest of y'all,
mm-hmm.
not annoying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, what does your mom sound like when she's mad?
A lion.
Oh, like, I love lions.
Yeah, good.
Oh!
Whoa, yeah.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
What? Your mom? That mom is really calm. She's like, One more time. What's your mom sound like? Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
All right.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
Oh my God! Just get out of my face.
Sounds accurate. Yep. That sounds right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That one ready.
Mm-hmm.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
Bah.
Whoa!
Bah.
What kind of animal is your mom that she can make that noise on command?
An angry goat.
Whoa!
Angry goat. Maybe a bear.
No.
Similar, but yeah.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
A yapper.
A yapper.
What's that?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
Right.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
A dinosaur.
Oh, well, back to that lion bear thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a roar.
Right, big roar.
What does your
Shake
mom
the ground.
Sound like when she's mad?
Go clean up the bunny cage.
That's why bunnies are not good pets, all right? Seriously, it's not a good pet.
I mean, bunnies can be good pets.
It's not a good pet. You never want to go out there and clean the cage. You
Nobody.
Just want to pet the bunny. That's all you want to do.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
She sounds like a grumpy old lady.
Oh, you better watch it, girl.
Don't say old when you're talking about your mom.
No, don't say old.
Everybody
don't say grumpy, and don't call us a grumpy old lady. We mad.
Yeah, everybody knows you say old when you talk about your dad because he doesn't have feelings.
Right. My mom taught me a way to flip a frittata that I'll never screw it up and get egg all over my oven and my stove.
Is that true?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true. Moms have the best hacks, and you don't even realize it. Like, they'll teach you little things along the way, and all of a sudden, one day, somebody will be like, oh my gosh, that's such a smart idea. Where'd you get that from? And you're like, my mom.
Of
my
course.
Mom's.
Got it from my mama.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, if you're ever making a frittata on the oven, on the stove, you take a plate, like a dinner plate, and you put it on top. So people always try to flip it in the pan, or they try to, like, go around the edges and get it to flip that way.
Yeah.
Just take it, go around, get all the edges in so, you know, it makes a little bit of a crease, flip it onto the plate, and then slide it right back in. Nice and easy.
Easy
that's how
that.
You do it. Yeah, don't put it in the oven. It takes too long. It gets too fluffy. That's the perfect way to get a delicious, greasy frittata.
You know, that's interesting. I use that to get a cake out of a pan. I do the exact same thing, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sliding off of something is always easier than trying to actually do the flip easy. I do water on the food in the microwave before I put it in there. You want that potato to come back to life. You want that steak to not just, you know, dry up and be a brick at that. You got to throw a little bit of that water on there. Put it on there, boom, 45 seconds, minute and a half, you're good.
You know what my mom taught me, too, is that if it's chicken or something like that, to put some chicken stock on it. If you've got some prawns or some chicken stock, that then it does the same thing, but it's even tastier.
I've used this one a million times, is a hem. So, you know, Portuguese, we're either fishers or we're tailors. That's the thing that basically our people have done for 1,000 years. So ironing in a hem when you didn't have time to repair a hem or sew it in and doing that with a little bit of tape or whatever, that thing will hold up all day long. Or, you know, just sewing a real hem, too. She taught me that, too.
You know what I do is every single day that I get my son ready, really any time I get my son ready, I always take care of myself first. I always get myself completely ready. And I learned that from my mom. She calls it the, what's the thing that comes down on the airplane?
It's
when
the
it
oxygen air mask.
It's the oxygen mask. Yeah. She calls it the oxygen mask technique. She's like, remember the oxygen mask. You take care of yourself first, then you help the kid. Mm-hmm. And it honestly, If I'm ever running late or something and the kid isn't ready, it's because I forgot that one crucial piece of advice.
It's so true because I always am going nuts in the morning when we have to get out to get somewhere on time. And I'm going crazy. And then you know what always happens? They're in the car and I run in and they're like, well, you're the one that made us late. And I go, because I was getting all of you ready.
Yeah.
If I would have gotten myself ready
you gotta
first.
You got to get yourself squared away first. Then you don't get chaotic. You don't get panicked in your thoughts.
You know, my mom taught me she taught me a lot of good things, but especially like when you're boiling anything in a big pot, take some olive oil and rub it around the inside of the brim. So if it starts to almost boil over, somehow the oil just keeps it from boiling over.
Is that for real?
Yeah. Does that work? Yeah.
I promise you it works. Go home and try it.
I'll tell you right
little
now.
Olive oil on the inside brim when you're boiling something, and if it starts bubbling over, it will not go over.
If we are boiling chicken in my house, like for like a dip or anything that my wife's going to use it for, it always boils over. I'll tell you right now, I've never heard that before. We're going to try
That's life-changing.
That's a life-changing hack
That's
right
a crazy
there.
Hack
Another
right there.
Really good one I liked that she taught me was, you know, if you ever reheat pasta and it gets dried out in the microwave, she said you take a paper towel, get it damp, and then lay that across the top of the pasta, microwave it, and it's like it was never microwaved.
That's a good one too.
I mean, it's crazy. How thick is this band of olive oil got to be? Because I mean, seriously, I'm putting this in my life.
Just put a little on like a paper towel and just rub it across the entire inside brim.
Is Sean's mom the best mom when it comes to hacks?
Right? Is she the smartest one when it comes to hacks? Oh my gosh.
Your mom's always teaching you great mom hacks, and you don't even realize it until like years later. Somebody's like, "Oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. Who taught you that?" And you're like, "My mama. That's who taught me."
Every time she did something, she learned something, and she only gives that knowledge to her kids.
It's true. What was the best mom hack that passed down to you? 1-800-330-9999. Alana.
So when you're putting a pillowcase on a pillow, first you take the pillowcase and turn it inside out. Then you grab the ends of the pillow and just flip it over, and that way it's like 2 seconds and you're done, and it always goes on straight.
That's smart.
Oh my gosh.
That is a really good hack.
Yeah. Like I've got to change the sheets on one of the beds like tomorrow.
Oh.
All right. So, I mean, this is happening. I'm trying this.
Try it and video it. Let's see if it works. We'll put it up on our Instagram.
I'll see if I can do it.
Yeah.
If I can pull it off.
You can survive it.
That's what told my husband. He's like, she's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good, huh?
Thanks, Alana. Wow.
Dina, what's the mom hack your mom taught you?
So before I butter up a fry pan, I'll turn the oven on, stick the butter knife in the flame, and then cut the butter with the hot knife.
Smart.
Good hack.
That is a good hack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll do that too from now on.
Yeah, I always keep my butter in the fridge.
Yeah, a lot of people do. That's a good way to get through it.
I like cold butter, but when you, yeah, definitely when you go to spread it and it's hard or hot or cold, it's not good.
No.
Right? So the hot butter thing, mm-hmm. good idea.
I use I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, and whenever I tell people that, they think less of me.
No, I used to love it,
yeah.
but my wife won't allow it now.
Mm-hmm. Evan, what was the most mom hack thing your mom taught you?
I think spraying, you know, if I got wrinkles on my shirt, spray it down with a little bit of water and throw it in the dryer for a few minutes. That definitely saved me some time and made me help make me look a little better before, you know, anything a little professional.
So actually, even though it sounds simple as a good hack, I can't stand ironing. And I feel like sometimes when I iron, I just put more wrinkles in the shirt, like weird creases.
I'm going to acknowledge it is a great hack. Sounds good. But I don't know why people hate on ironing so much.
Because you got to lug it out. You got to fill it with water. It's got to heat up. Then you got to get the ironing board out, and it's big and clunky. Then you actually have to physically do it. And for some reason, I can never get those creases right. Like, I'm not a good ironer.
Don't you just have a room where you can keep an iron, like, ready to go? Instead of like packing it away?
No, I can't stand clutter like that anywhere.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got an ironing board in the closet of my office. It's like I drop it out like it's a hotel room. Bang, bang, bang. I do.
Hey, Diella, what's your mom hack?
It's butter on a bruise.
Butter on a bruise?
My mom, she's Colombian. So growing up, if we ever got a bruise, she just stick butter on it.
And it makes it fade faster? Is that what it does? The color?
Yeah. Oh, it brings down the swelling.
Oh, my 5-year-old is covered in bruises because she's just that kid that's so clumsy. That's a good idea because I always think people look at her and they're like, what's happening at her house?
Does I Can't Believe It's Not Butter work?
Yes, any butter.
Any butter.
Any butter works.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody can put that butter to work. I like it.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's just up for you to decide who's right. Catalina and Ben. Catalina, what's going on?
Ben and I have been married since last year, and he's got a beautiful and lovely son and daughter. And I, you know, as their stepmom, I feel like, you know, it's in my responsibility to love them and care for them as if they were my own. And on Mother's Day, I understand they have to go see their real mom, but at the same time, I feel like they should be excited to plan something for me because I am, in a way, like their, you know, acting, you know, mom of sorts when their real mom is not around. And I'm a little sad that they don't see me as that and that they have nothing special prepared for me. And Ben thinks that I'm being too sensitive because, you know, after all, I'm not the real mom, and it's hurtful.
That is hurtful. Ben, what's your take on this? Why wouldn't you encourage your children to have something prepared for her?
You know, I kind of brought it up to them recently. I didn't really realize it was that big of a deal. They're always affectionate towards her, so I guess I didn't realize, you know, Mother's Day was such a sore subject. You know, I kind of encouraged them to maybe do something, but they're focused on, you know, their real mom.
How old are the kids?
They're 5 and 7.
I mean, they're young, so, I mean, they're not going to get any, I mean, you honestly, it's up to you, Ben, to probably give them the direction on this. You know, with kids, they can feel really conflicted in these situations. Like, they could be perfectly affectionate towards you, Catalina, but, you know, given the fact that they're children of divorce and, you know, your guys' relationship being official is kind of newer to them, like, that can be confusing. I mean, I think it would be beneficial probably to have a conversation one way or the other. On the other hand, you know, these things kind of take time too, Kettle. You know, like, how long have you two been together?
Ben and I?
Yes.
Like, I think 4 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. Catalina, what is it you want Ben to do at this point? I mean, it's this weekend. Are they going to be with their mom?
Yeah, right, Ben, they are going to be with their mom. I would love for him to understand my feelings. Ultimately, that's what I really care for. Like, I get that they're very young and it's weird for them to have like two moms. I know they're having lunch at this very special restaurant for Mother's Day, and I would just love for Ben to ask me to come and join them.
Oh.
What is your relationship with the mother? Are you guys friendly? Ben, what is your relationship with your ex? Is it contentious or is it civil? What is the status?
No, not
here?
At all. I mean, we get along well. I mean, you know, it's been pretty amicable for the past few years, and there's no tension there. And I don't even think Catalina has tension with her either.
Well, I was going to ask that. Catalina, do you communicate with his ex about the children? About, you know, the things? Okay. That makes a big difference to me.
All right. So is it a big deal for Ben to call his ex-wife and say, hey, can we join you for the Mother's Day brunch with the kids? And so Catalina could be part of Mother's Day.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents. Available online and in stores near you. It's always sad how Mother's Day comes with drama. Not for everybody, thankfully. But for some families, it gets a little bit complicated. You know what?
I mean, I feel like moms have to deal with a lot of drama, too. It doesn't even matter if it's a situation necessarily like this. Like, there's, you know, when's the day that it's for you? When it's the day that it's for your mom? If you have children, when's the day that it's for you? If your grandparents, it's a lot.
So Catalina is a stepmother, and, you know, she's been in her children's lives, her husband's children's lives for years now, but this is their first year married, and the kids are only 5 and 7 years old, and this weekend, they're with their biological mom, and they're going to be celebrating, and Catalina feels very left out because she's not part of the stepmother and Mother's Day at all.
Yeah.
There's nothing for her.
Yeah, there's been no cards, no acknowledgement before.
Well, we don't know that yet, but her husband basically says, well, right, because the kids are going to be with mom, so they have a lunch planned, and she says, what's the big deal if we just invite ourselves and we also go? We have a great relationship with your ex-wife. Why can't we all go and it could be my day and her day? But, you know, her husband Ben thinks that's a bad idea. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jacqueline, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. However, I think that there could be some compromise there. I am a stepdaughter and I always celebrate my stepmom. But it may not be directly on Mother's Day. I'll certainly call her. I always buy her a card and a gift. But maybe we celebrate as a family on a different day when I'm with my mom on Mother's Day. But I do think it's her husband's responsibility to take the kids to go buy a card, buy her a gift, and make it special because they're young. So they're not going to know the difference or that they have to do double what they would typically do.
I think everything you're saying makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. You know, it is one thing, honestly, for you to say, like, listen, I'd like some acknowledgement. You know, of course it would make me feel good. That's just you being honest. On the other hand, flip that and think about how the mother feels, right? I mean, this is, you know, children of divorce here. And so they're already in this situation. And she's like, wait a minute, now I've got to share my day? That's not a good feeling either.
Right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Being a stepmother on Mother's Day can be difficult if you feel like your stepchildren aren't recognizing you as their mom. And that's exactly what's going on with Catalina. This is, her and Ben got married last year, but she's been part of the children's lives for a long time. They're young. They're 5 and 7. And she feels, well, shaded. She said, this is like, they're married this year and they're doing nothing for me. And they're going out with their mom on Sunday. Why can't we go too? We all get along. Why can't we invite ourselves to the lunch?
I think it's important to clarify here that this is not a child's responsibility at 5 and 7 years old. They don't understand the full dynamics of this and what it means to have that acknowledgement or not have that acknowledgement. I would say that this is completely on Ben. This is on the husband here. It's up to him to explain. Now, he's always left it to, well, you're not their real mom. Well, that's a terribly insensitive thing to say when this is the person that's splitting time with your kids. I mean, it's 50-50 custody. That means that, in fact, this person is having a huge impact on their lives. And if I had to base it on Ben's acknowledgement of it, she's probably handling most of the stuff in the house, right?
Yeah.
For the kids.
But is inviting yourself to their Mother's Day brunch the right answer?
Maybe a step too far.
1-800-330-9999. Carol, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I think children learn what they're taught, and this father should teach his children that they have to respect and acknowledge his wife. And that's the way it should be. It's the right thing to do, and it's a nice thing to do.
Hey, Jessica, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
So I'm on neither of their sides. I don't think that the stepmom should invade the mom's special day, but I think the next time the kids are with them, he should plan a nice lunch or dinner and do something to celebrate with all of them.
I agree. I think that is the most logical answer so far. Teresa, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
It's Mother's Day. You have to leave mom with her children. You cannot intrude on that. Her husband should take her the next day or the day before. And it's stepmom's day. He could create that for his family.
Yeah, I mean, he should be doing something. I think it's important that he should be doing something, and he should be talking with the children about doing something, right?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ben, our audience agreed with you. There should certainly be some acknowledgement and celebration of Catalina, but Catalina, ultimately the audience didn't think that you should just invite yourself out on their luncheon. You know, if it's the weekend that mom has the kids and she has plans, it might just bring up problems. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's what the audience said.
I mean, if that's what the audience says, like, who am I to judge opinions? I don't mean to replace their mom, and maybe that's what people understood. I just want for Ben and for the kids to acknowledge that, you know, they mean so much to me, and that ultimately my time and energy goes to making sure our family stays together and is healthy. And I just want to have that role acknowledged. That's all.
I think it's completely valid to look for some validation on your feelings there. At the same time, Catalina, it's important to consider how it might make their biological mother feel, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't pay into this real fake mom or whatever it is terms we're using here. You're both their parents, but you know, you need to be conscious. I think it goes a long way of her feelings. At the same time, there should be acknowledgement for you, Catalina. And Ben, that is your responsibility to make sure that happens. And that regardless of what the audience thinks, certainly a card is not out of order. They can make her a card.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a conversation that we've got to have. I've got to have with the kids. They may not even realize.
I'm sure they don't.
They're little.
Yeah.
You know, what's really going on. So I got to be the one to step up. Yeah, you're right.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,700, that is a jackpot today for Can't Beat Raven. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Anna and Raven. Deanna, you ready to play today?
Yep.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
Deanna, while Raven's walking out of here, you know your stuff? You think you can take him down?
Yeah, I think so. I have my mom right here, too. She might be able to help.
Awesome. I love a mother-daughter duo. Let's do it. All right, five questions. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready?
Yep.
All right, number one, it's National Nurses Week. What Showtime TV series did Edie Falco play a nurse named Jackie Payton?
Nurse Jackie.
Number two, Patrick and Brittany Mahomes heated up Miami as they partied and attended the F1 Grand Prix weekend. What does F1 stand for?
Formula One.
Number three, Eurovision is back and it will premiere on Tuesday. Each country will select a song and submit it. The artist performs it and then the world votes. What country will host it this year?
Spain.
Number four, Sylvester Stallone is selling 11 of his watches and he's going to pocket millions of dollars from the sale. What brand of watch has the tagline, "It takes a licking and keeps on ticking"?
Timex.
Number five, Wednesday is getting ready for season 2 on Netflix. The trailer just dropped. Wednesday goes to her parents' high school alma mater. What's the name of the academy?
Adam's family. I don't know.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah.
They were hard. All right. 3 out of 5 for Deanna and her mom.
Not great. Not terrible. Let's see how I do. $2,700. Here we go.
Number one, it's National Nurses Week. What Showtime TV series did Edie Falco play a nurse named Jackie Payton?
It's Nurse Jackie.
Yes.
I did not like that show. My wife loved it.
I never watched it.
It was not good. She was a conflicted person. Let's put it that way.
I read the synopsis of it,
yes.
And I was like, oh, she does what to keep herself going?
Yeah,
never mind.
I don't think you would have liked it.
Number two, Patrick and Brittany Mahomes heated up Miami as they partied and attended the F1 Grand Prix weekend. Mm-hmm. What does F1 stand for?
Formula One.
Yes. Number three, Eurovision is back and will premiere on Tuesday. Each country will select a song, submit it, then the artist performs it, and the world votes.
Mm.
What country will host it this year?
Is it in Sweden?
It is in Sweden.
Sweden.
I didn't think you would know that. So whoever wins last year is where they host it the following year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's actually quite fascinating. If you've never paid attention or watched it, it's quite a spectacle. It's something to see.
The whole world is into it. And when we tried to
Except
do
us.
It here in America, we were not into it at all.
Right,
it bombed
right.
that show.
Yeah.
Number four, Sylvester Stallone is selling 11 of his watches and he'll pocket millions from the sale. What brand of watch has the tagline, "It takes a licking and keeps on ticking"?
It's Timex.
Yep. And number five, Wednesday is getting ready for season two on Netflix. They dropped a trailer, even though they don't give it a date on when it's happening. Anyway, I'm so aggravated.
I mean, okay, relax. It'll be here.
Yeah, but not till like probably next year. All right, Wednesday goes to her parents' high school alma mater. What's the name of the academy?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Nevermore.
Oh. I would have never guessed that.
Really?
Never
Me
guessed
either.
That.
Yeah.
All right, Deanna, he beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
My name's Deanna, and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, guys. $2,800 tomorrow, Anna.
And a very special happy Mother's Day to your mom, okay, Deanna?
Oh, thank you.